Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
All right, welcome everybody. We got the voice line coming up next hour. We got some good stuff about the border. One of the things that Trump wanted to do when he was running for president in 2016 was what? Build that wall. Well, they built quite some wall parts, including very high walls, and now the left-wing media is sad because it's resulting in some injuries as people try to scale these rather high walls.
Well, don't do that.
Exactly. We'll tell you the story.
This is the most absurd story I've ever seen in my life.
Well, they're desperate to get to the U.S., and they're told by the smugglers, just jump on over.
How stupid do you have to be
some
to
climb
dying, a 30-foot wall?
Broken legs. And
you're asking for it there.
All right, but we're going to start the hour by talking to KFI and news reporter Steve Gregory with a story we covered back in March about a man who was out walking his dog in mid-city and was shot to death.
March 12th, in fact, 5 o'clock in the morning, still dark outside. Marco Sandoval, 52-year-old man, walked his dog as he did every day, and he was walking near the area of Genesee Avenue, and it was in mid-city, in the, what they consider mid-city area. And this car was driving alongside him as he was walking, and at one point the car pulled up to a curb. This guy gets out, walks up to Sandoval. And there were some words exchanged, though it's not clear what was said, because some of this came from eyewitness testimony and some of it came from like Ring video. So they were just able to kind of piece this together. And some words were exchanged, and all of a sudden, this guy pulls out a gun, shoots Sandoval, gets in the car, and drives away. Well, the guy goes down, the guy goes down on the sidewalk, he bleeds out, and by the time paramedics got there, he was already pronounced dead. And the dog...
And the dog walked itself home.
Yeah, the dog walked itself back to the house and got there and was on the porch. And then the man's daughter opened the door, sees the dog down there on the porch, and realizes something must be wrong. So she starts to put two and two together. She hears sirens. She goes, and then that's how she finds out their father had been killed. And what we know about this 52-year-old man was that he was a painter. And so that's why he was up early in the mornings, because he was a house painter.
Right.
So now fast forward, a little over a month later, this week on Wednesday, detectives with West Bureau Homicide contacted the San Marcos Police Department in San Marcos, Texas. And they say they were looking for 21-year-old Clifton Kamal Stiles. And they arrested him on Wednesday. And then when they started to look back on his kind of his path, just before the murder here in Los Angeles, apparently this guy got into his vehicle and drove to Florida, then drove from Florida to Los Angeles, and then, according to detectives, killed Sandoval, and then drove back to Texas. Wow. And you're thinking, well, what's the motive? Well, now they're saying he's mentally ill, that he's got issues, and that he might be responsible for other murders.
Really? This was random then?
Yeah.
But there was some type of words exchange.
Yeah. So, again, it's not clear what was said because only this guy knows.
But they didn't know each other?
No. Nope.
Yeah, they're sure of that because it almost looks like a hit.
Yeah, because the guy's from Texas. And then just it was just a very random thing. But then they put in there that they said that he had been suffering from mental illness and had traveled across the country prior to killing Sandoval.
This sounds like a story for your Unsolved. I mean, if he did other murders.
Well, yeah, if we can find out who the victims were. You know?
I know, but what makes for them to say that? Indicates...
What makes them think that he's done this?
Well,
before?
Let me tell you exactly. I mean... And this is funny you say that, John, because this is the way it says. Investigators are concerned that Stiles could have been involved in other acts of predatory violence. I'm like, what does predatory violence mean? I can mean a few things. I had to call the detective bureau down there and say, can you define what this means? And they're like, well, you know, violent acts. I said, does this include murder? And like, yeah, murder. Well, why don't you just say homicides or something? But
yeah, predatory.
Predatory could also be robbing people.
Everybody talks in such complicated jargon now.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's just nuts. But I mean, to me, how old is this guy? The guy they caught?
21.
21.
Yeah, 21.
I mean, is this just?
Did they get him because of surveillance and his plates from Texas or something?
They have not given up how that, and they're going to keep that close to the vest till they file until it's in court. But they said that, you know, he was driving a charcoal gray 2020 Ford Fusion with temporary Texas tags. Oh. So presumably it was either a new vehicle or stolen. And detectives determined that he had traveled from San Marcos to Florida, then back to L.A. So
do they think more murders occurred while he was on his way to L.A. and back?
They won't say. And that then again, they're going to keep that all close to the vest. But
I mean, he could be a serial killer.
Yeah. Very much so. The fact that they said he'd been involved in other acts of predatory violence, when they said murder is part of that, I'm thinking, well, then why not say murder and assault?
Because it can't.
It's like local hospital.
You know, a crazy person. crazy person can do anything, right? It's impossible to predict or explain what they do. But driving all the way to Los Angeles, getting out, randomly killing a guy walking his dog, and then driving all the way back to Texas, even for a crazy person, that's really extreme, inexplicable behavior.
Yeah, that is. I mean, it's about right up there with who is it? The guy or the lady that bought the diapers to drive to Florida so they wouldn't have to stop.
Oh, astronaut story, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like that one, too. But, yeah, you're talking about the cop speak. That's what gets me. They were rushed to a local hospital. Aren't all hospitals local?
They didn't ship them to Wyoming, did they?
I get a kick out of that.
No, didn't you used to instruct police departments
still,
on how to talk to the media?
And I have a whole segment called Cop Speak.
It seems like everything's getting worse. You're having no effect.
Well, these aren't people that are in my class.
I hope you're making good money off this, but...
but I will tell you that, you know, this is one thing. First thing I say is local hospital. I love this one. How about nearby neighbor? Aren't all neighbors nearby?
Well, yes.
Yes, that's true.
So think about next time you hear a cop speak and you're sitting there going, oh my God, it's like same thing. It's like rush to a local hospital.
Yeah. You know, Steve, my pet peeve, we've talked about it for years, is when you have a big case, live news conference, right? Break it on radio and television. 20 minutes of everybody.
No thank yous.
Yes, that's right. Lubricating each other.
Yeah. We call it the Thanksgiving. We call it Thanksgiving. It's another Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks
guys.
We're
going
to have to find
weekend.
Out more about this bizarre story because why would a guy who's killing people actually get out of his car and argue with the man first before shooting him? That's also weird.
Yeah. And there'll be more that comes out about this, and I'll come back and update you guys.
This is an odd one.
This is a very odd one. It's a very sad one, but it's very odd.
There aren't other murders, but there could be. All right.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
All right. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
When Trump was running for president in 2016, what brought people to a lot of his rallies was the cry, build that wall. wall. Now we have an updated story on some of the projects that were completed under the Trump administration to improve the barrier at the United States-Mexico border. This particular story from the Washington Post, and it's odd because the El Segundo Times did a story too today by a different reporter, like they both got the same idea for the same story. The Trump administration was developing a series of wall prototypes in San Diego in 2017, and I remember doing that story on the air. We saw pictures of them, remember that? They sort of had a contest from developers to come up with an idea.
By the way, it's probably activists who leaked this story to both papers.
Maybe it is. Yeah, you're right. But we'll get to that part. Anyway, the most difficult to climb featured a rounded barrel-shaped top. But congressional appropriations for the barrier limited development to existing barrier designs. Trump told his aides he preferred a spiky look of the steel bollards, which he considered more intimidating. They decided that 30 feet was optimal height for the new barriers because it balanced cost concerns with U.S. Customs and Border Protection's desire to give agents more time to respond by making it more difficult to climb. Now, accompanying the story in the Washington Post, because it's mostly about how people now are suffering injuries, here's how we can best explain it, because there's a photo. You're looking at the photo, John, of the wall? It's
yes.
Pretty impressive. Apparently, what the smugglers and the migrants do is they attach a ladder of some kind to the Mexico side of this structure, right? And by the way, as Trump said, it is see-through. These are big steel bollards, mm-hmm. but there's little spaces between them. A person can't fit in there, but you can see through. Remember Trump was insisting he wanted like a see-through wall?
Yeah.
I remember him saying that at a number of appearances. So what they do is they use the ladder and there's a system of ropes to get to the top of this structure. However, you're kind of on your own on the other side. How come the first person can't rig something? Some people have jumped and broken legs. And there's been some deaths. That's what this story's about.
You talk about the category of I don't give a crap. People who climb 30 feet into the air and then they end up falling off the top of the wall or
what
try to
Hector
jump.
Hector Almeida, 33-year-old dentist from Cuba. They picked him out.
He's a grown man who should have known better.
I never expected we'd have to climb a wall, he said. He fractured his left leg in a fall on Monday.
And the dummy
smugglers
did.
Smugglers led his group to the wall with a ladder and told him to climb up and slide down the other side. Well, that's not as easy as it's.
Okay, but that's like people who take selfies of themselves while standing backwards on a cliff.
I know.
You know, it's like people who cross freeways, like that football player. I mean, if you do something really, really stupid, there's a consequence. There's no way to stop stupid.
Well, they're desperate to get into our country.
I don't care. So what?
It's not like they just came here for a dare.
Except 99.9% of the people who are getting into the country are not climbing the wall. It's real easy to get into the country right now, right?
Yeah, I don't know why they would do this. I would take a longer route through Texas and some of those other parts of Arizona.
Now, wait a second. How stupid do you have to be? There's a couple of 100,000 people a month coming over the flat border. Why are you climbing the wall?
It's closer, I guess.
Well, it's just stupid. It's just a lack of intelligence.
Yeah, I don't know why they are.
I mean, we've got the
smugglers take them this way.
We have the biggest, most wide-open border in the history of borders. It's broadcast worldwide 24 hours a day. And they're advertising on social media, the cartels, on how to smuggle you over safely. And these bozos are climbing and then bitching that they fell off the top of the wall. I give up.
Smugglers hook them to the top of the wall and hurry the migrants 30 feet up into the air. So, then don't tell them much about how to get down on the other side.
So, and as a couple of some activist progressives decided, oh, this is a cool spin. Make it look like Trump murdered these people.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
And then, of course,
damage we're doing to poor migrants.
And of course, the woke progressive El Segundo Times and the idiots at the Washington Post. Yeah. Trump murdered these people with his wall. The wall is sitting there. It's an inert object.
And of course, the article tries to make the point that this hasn't stopped anybody. They still come. They'll just find another ladder to get over that wall. Well, I don't know. If somebody sends back word that they broke their legs or died trying to climb this ladder, that might discourage some people.
Of course it stops most people, because most people are going through the open flat areas in Texas. Of course it does. That's so stupid. These are just like stupid, like little kid arguments. Mm.
The dentist from Cuba who broke his leg says he was knocked off the top of the wall when others in the group rushed to climb a single ladder. Oh, as Mexican police approach from the south. Well, there you go.
Okay.
The long arm of the law caused this one to happen.
Yeah, so a bunch of boneheads all clambered up the ladder at the same time.
Because they were trying to get away from the police.
What, is this like a suicide squad?
Earlier this month, a Mexican woman wearing a harness got stuck descending the wall near Douglas, Arizona.
That's a good idea.
Oh, I did see this story. She died from asphyxiation after hanging upside down for several hours.
Yeah, that's another real smart thing to do.
Customs and Border Protection officials are amplifying their safety warnings.
Hang upside down in a harness, and then it's Trump's fault. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable that they would even report this. Unbelievable that there would be this moral judgment about it.
Well, they're saying
the world's insane. Absolutely.
Once you get to 30 feet, it's very dangerous. They used to have 17-foot wall.
No kidding. You ever jump?
Well, that's what he wanted, I guess.
Well,
right?
Yeah, like
he wanted it to be a deterrent.
So every building that's three stories or higher is some kind of murder plot by the landlord, by the building owner. Hey, you know, if you build a 5-story building, people are going to fall off the roof of the building. Oh, maybe they shouldn't climb on the roof. Maybe you shouldn't stand near an open window.
They talked to one of these humanitarian group people who said, you couple this bigger, taller wall with Title 42 and Remain in Mexico policies, that's a recipe for disaster. She's trying to make the point that because people can't get in the country through the other means they normally did, they're trying to climb these walls.
See, what they've done is normalized the idea that it's proper for people to be storming some country's border. And that we're supposed to be facilitating it to make it easy and safe. And it's like, it's insane.
Well, I don't know. This comes from the same people that think our country is ugly and awful and needs to be torn down and started over.
No,
I'm surprised. Do they ever stop and ask themselves, you know, a lot of people want to come here. Is there a reason for that?
Because that's the part to make us feel embarrassed for our country and that we should allow all these people to come to atone for our sins. You see, first you make people feel embarrassed and guilty, and then it softens you so when the people come pouring over, you have no moral right to judge them or criticize or stop them.
All right, when we come back...
Oh, a mind game.
It was a couple of days of testimony from the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and Republicans went after him over the complete disaster at the border, which... I'm hoping more and more Americans begin to recognize. We have some more audio to play.
John and Ken, KFI.
Judge apparently has denied Ghislaine Maxwell a retrial, her sex trafficking case. The Jeffrey Epstein pal that was found guilty by a jury of being involved in sex trafficking underaged girls. So too bad. You'll have to continue to rot in prison. We continue now with our completely wide open border. This week brought us the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas before a couple of House committees, and the Republicans really went after him. A Texas congressman by the name of Chip Roy held up posters of dead migrants while confronting Mayorkas, making the point about fentanyl deaths caused by smuggled drugs. Says here.
So is that why the story was leaked about migrants falling off the wall? So they could change the story saying, well, no, actually, it's Trump's wall that's killing them.
Oh, maybe. I didn't think of that. Mr. Secretary, do you know what this is? This is a mobile morgue, a body trailer needed by counties in South Texas overwhelmed by dead migrants. This particular trailer is filled with these bodies, 27 bodies that were stored in the mobile morgue in South Texas with dead bodies of migrants. But wouldn't that just make the open border people say, well, yeah, this is what happens when we make coming to the country difficult. Let's just open up the border and everybody march in.
That's what drives me crazy about all this. It's always, you know, one side shows something that's terrible and true. The other side has some spiffy little talking point to beat it back. Meantime, every month, another 200,000 illegal aliens are coming over the border because we have a tiny, tiny group of progressives that is ruling the country with their bizarre, wacko philosophy. Yeah. Remember, they want to water down the percentage of European Americans that make up the U.S.
because the European Americans were evil in conquering the United States and causing all the damage and killing all the people that they killed 300 and 400 years ago. And so they want to right this historical wrong by letting in everybody else. And so that's their answer to everything. And, you know, I think most people say whatever happened in the past, whether it was horrible or whether there were positives about it, it's done. We're now living in this country with these borders and these rules, and they've got to be abided by. But they want to argue what happened in 1722, which none of us was around for, and most of us have even no genealogical connection to.
This back and forth is between Mayorkas and the Florida congressman. Oh, remember this name, Matt Gaetz. I thought he was in trouble dealing with sex trafficking.
He was going after teenage girls, wasn't he?
Yeah, what happened to that? They arrested his friend, but I don't think they ever charged him.
He's the spokesman? I mean, he's the guy leading the charge? This guy?
Oh, with these hearings? Oh, everybody had a shot.
I know, but still, he shouldn't even be in Congress, that guy.
I don't know.
He's nuts. Well, like everybody's nuts.
I guess he's been pushed aside by this Cawthorn character.
Yeah, exactly.
North Carolina, who's even stranger, right?
Yeah, right.
Now wearing women's lingerie and having men touch his crotch. This is part of the back and forth between the two. I guess it got pretty nasty over the whole open border issues.
I get it. You want comprehensive immigration reform and a big amnesty thing. Very unlikely that's going to happen. So we have to operate under the laws that exist now. So under the laws that exist now, a judge has told 1.2 million people that they have no right to be here. Do you plan to remove those 1.2 million people?
Congressman, with the resources we have, and I would appreciate the opportunity to answer your question fully. With the resources we have to allocate those resources.
How much money do you need to deport all of them? How much money? How many agents?
To
deport the 1.2 million who a judge has said has no right to be here.
There are a number of questions that your question raises with respect to whether all of those individuals actually have been given due process.
These are the people who've had the due process. Here's the point. You have no plan to remove them. You don't know how many ICE agents it would take, and you don't know how much money it would take, because you actually don't want to remove them. Oh. That's why you issued the September 30th guidance that says, well, you know, if you haven't committed a crime and you just came to our country illegally, we're not going to remove you. Isn't that your position?
No, it isn't, Congressman. Not at all.
Well, then what is your plan to remove the 1.2 million?
Let me, if I may, as a...
Do you have one?
Yes, we do. If I may, sure. Congressman, as a former prosecutor, let me ask you a question. If one has a finite amount of resources and one has a finite number of hours, and one has a choice of removing 20 shoplifters or three fugitive armed bank robbers, how would you spend your time?
Well, I know how you've spent yours. I know how you've spent yours by decreasing by 48% the number of criminals you arrest, by deporting 63% fewer convicted criminals. You have the lowest deportation rate in the history of the department, right?
Your data that you cite is misleading.
No, it's your data. This is actually what your own agency is reporting. So do you think that it just might be the case that one reason that we will encounter the highest number of illegal immigrations in our nation's history this month and next month, because everybody knows that even if they come here, even if they go through the removal procedures, even if a judge issues a final order, you still think there might be more due process and you have no plan to remove them. And then when I ask you what the plan is, you say, oh, well, resources, I gotta make finite decisions. I go back to my first question. How many ICE agents to remove the 1.2 million?
Congressman, I'd be pleased to provide you with a resourcing data subsequent to this hearing, if I may.
And I think it's telling me. I think it's telling that you got plans for pronouns, and you got plans for misinformation. But when it comes to the plan to remove the people that have had due process, you don't have one at all. Now, 800,000 people have encountered your CBP agents, and those folks have been released into the country. Like, some of those people are going to commit crimes, aren't they?
Congressman, may I have a moment to answer your questions?
Will some of the 800,000 commit crimes, yes or no?
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly. And so the Americans who are the victims of the crimes for the people that you release in the country are collateral damage. that you are willing to accept in order to have our border function as a turnstile. And you're willing to accept that collateral damage.
Congressman, I couldn't disagree with you more. Let me give you, if I can, some data that will actually...
More than the data. Not how the about this? Data. How did it feel to you when you went to the border and the Border Patrol agents turned their back on you?
One Border Patrol agent turned his back on me, and I addressed that as the leader of the Department of Homeland Security. So if I can return to data, because I want to make sure that you have accurate information.
Everyone knows that you have more people coming in than ever, and you're removing fewer people than ever, and it's because you have no plan and because it's on purpose. See, I don't buy the theory that you don't know how to do this. I think you're actually a highly competent dude. But the reality is your plan is to bring these people in and to send the message to the smugglers and the criminals that they will never have to leave. That's why your workforce turns their back on you. And you have tools that you could use to deport these people. You have facial recognition. You have flights going all over the country, dropping people off. And I think we ought to use the best tools in the country to find these folks, round them up like they were at the Capitol on January 6th, and deport every last one of them. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back, Ms. Bass.
Congressman.
So that was Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida going after Mayorkas, the Homeland Security goof.
Too bad he's running around with 17-year-old girls, you know?
Yeah, he made some good points there. Yeah. I mean, he cornered Mayorkas on deportation.
Mayorkas.
We had the same problem. I remember when Obama was president, they don't bother with people that have been ordered out of the country or just left alone.
These stupid, mumbling bureaucrats, though. That's not true.
Let me get back to you.
I'll have an answer for you once I look at all the relevant data. Oh my God!
Kill yourself.
What a game! What theater, huh?
All right, we got more coming.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, from the sports world this afternoon, the Trevor Bauer saga continues. He was suspended for 2 years by Major League Baseball today. Of course, this all comes out of his described as aggressive but consensual sexual situation with a woman from San Diego who hooked up with him a couple of times. And to put it mildly, they apparently engaged in
they beat the crap out of each other. Yeah.
Right. So he's going to appeal this decision immediately. He is one of the 16 players suspended under baseball's sexual assault and domestic violence policy. But he's the first not to agree to a negotiated settlement. Usually when they make these announcements, both parties have come to some agreement. Okay, you keep me off the field for 6 months or 6 weeks or whatever the agreement was. But he didn't do that. They just announced the punishment. So he is going to appeal to the league's independent arbitrator. But he cannot play during the appeal process. So we don't know how long that'll take. He could argue that he did nothing wrong. And again, the term being used is unconventional but consensual sex, not sex assault, would be his claim. But there's also a part of this, and he has sued this woman, by the way.
Well,
in case people don't know this story, this is was she like a fanboy in San Diego that reaches out to certain players if she wants to?
There's stories about her. I've heard in other internal things from certain sources.
Well, he's acting like he was set up. That's why he sued her.
Trevor Bauer was not the first baseball player that she met.
But, both could be true because we have this story. There was an Ohio woman who applied for a restraining order against Trevor Bauer. She alleged sexual assault. Is it possible this San Diego woman got a hold of that story and said, huh? I should reach out to Trevor Bauer, and maybe if we do get together and he gets a little aggressive, I could use it against him.
Well, you're dealing in a sewer here. I mean, Trevor Bauer is obviously nuts, right? And he's going online and he's trolling for women who like to get beat up because he likes to beat up women. All right. So now anything goes. You're asking for it. I've got no sympathy for him at all, because if you're taking crazy online women who like to get beat up, well, you're taking a risk. You could be getting played by somebody who wants to set you up. You could get somebody who was into it, but the next morning has regrets, or she looks in the mirror and it's like, wow, I really took a bad beating there. Or their girlfriends get on him and say, don't you know he's worth $100 million? You ought to be suing him for that. You know, right. You can get a settlement, right? So you opened yourself up to all kinds of nonsense. All right, you opened the sewer, you jumped in the sewer, now you're complaining that you're all wet and smelly. Now, what I think, because the Duke of Sports and I had a discussion about this, I think that there's a lot of stories about him that Major League Baseball has uncovered, and they don't want to be embarrassed by giving him a short sentence and then have
something else pop up.
All this other stuff.
A third accuser did come out, and she spoke with Major League Baseball during this investigation. I saw a tweet from the Washington Post about it, but it's behind a paywall, so I couldn't read the full article.
But is it still unconventional but consensual?
Apparently, the third one says it was without consent.
Oh. Okay.
Well, and all that stuff is unprovable, right? That's the thing. Because
he said, she said.
Yeah, because you deal with these kinds of women, now you're going to get the glamons who say, oh, yeah, I did it with him, and it was not consensual. And, you know, because they're looking maybe for a payout.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're set up to pile on. You got to stay home. At the end of the game, you should like go back to your hotel room, go back to your house.
Well, there's a lot of money here. The Dodgers paid Trevor Bauer $38 million last year. His contract calls for him to be paid $32 million this year, $32 million next year. You're not paid when you're suspended. So if the suspension stands, the Dodgers would be off the hook for the rest of his contract.
Let me see. I'm just, shoot.
So if that's why they're saying if Bauer was to consider a settlement, he could have figured out some way to get some money or something.
Well, he's probably...
But he really wants to stand for himself.
He's going to fight this till he can't anymore.
Right. And that's why he sued the woman, too, claiming in his suit that he appears that he was set up by her for this.
Yeah, so he's going to have to go to court and say, hey, there's no crime committed here, and this is an unsubstantiated story. Yeah, I'm just looking at that Washington Post story.
Right.
It says, the first time Trevor Bauer choked her unconscious without her consent in 2013, a woman in Columbus, Ohio said all she remembered was waking up on the floor of his bathroom. Hmm. And then months later, she was having sex with Bauer again. He was in the minor leagues. So she gets choked unconscious and then goes back to him. Again, she passed out with his hands around her neck. And she woke up to a frantic Bauer explaining that she had been convulsing on their hotel room bed. As their years-long sexual relationship continued, they agreed he would stop choking her before she passed out. Oh, but he frequently ignored her warnings. He also slapped her without her consent. And I'm not going to read that line. and it goes on and on.
All right.
My goodness.
When we come back... It's a tough time working at Union Station in downtown L.A. The trains and the buses go there, and so do the homeless. Coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait,
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men. and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.